two songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So we'll be singing two bhajans in our discussion. Bhuliya Tumare Samsare Asiya, and the second song is Bhaja Bhakata Vatsala Gaura Hari, that is Bhoga Arati. So I request all of you, because we don't have so many song books, so you can use your mobile cell phone, you can see in that. The first song is Bhuliya Tumare Samsare Asiya. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, very mercifully, he describes the what is the reality of this material world, and in second part, he describes the perfection of human form of life. Just like in this material world, there is not a single person who doesn't have problems in their life. Not even single person. You ask anyone, whether it's a rich person, poor person, educated, non-educated, uneducated, poor, beggar, everyone has a problems in their life. This shows that there is a system under which the whole world works. Otherwise, you would have found so many people, I don't have any problems in life. But everyone, just like if you see any person, suppose someone is not handsome or beautiful, then you ask him or her, are you happy? Then they will say, no, if I would have been beautiful and handsome, I would have been happy, right? If you ask a handsome person or a beautiful lady, she will say, I don't have money. If you ask a rich person, are you happy? Then he will say, I am a diseased person, right? So, in this material world, everyone has problems in their life. So, therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, very mercifully, in this one bhajan, if someone understands the purpose and the message behind this bhajan, they will understand the perfection of life. Bhaktivinoda Thakur begins with Bhuliya Tumare. Bhuliya Tumare Samsare Asi Nanavidha Vyatha. Everyone got a song? Bhuliya Tumare Samsare Asiya Nanavidha Vyatha. Bhuliya Tumare Samsare Asiya Bina Na Vita Vyatha. Tumara Chara Bolibo dukhera katha. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, here is representing all of us, the conditioned souls in this material world, and he is praying at the lotus feet of Sri Gopinathji, Lord Sri Krishna. My dear Krishna, Bhuliya Tumare Samsare Asiya, because I have forgotten you, therefore I am loitering in this material world, therefore I am suffering in this material world. Bhuliya Tumare Samsare Asiya Kehna Na Vita Vyatha.
চরণে আসিয়াছে আমি বলিব দুঃখের কথা।
And my dear Krishna, why I am telling you to you all these my problems? Because you are the only person who can solve all my problems. Because you have created this material world and you only know what are the problems and what are the real solution.
Tumar charane aasiyate aame bolibo dukhera katha.
So why only Krishna? Why not other gods? Why not the politicians? Why not the rich people of this world? Why I'm not going to them? Because actually once when the earth was overburdened by the demonic power, so earth took a form of a cow and she went to Lord Brahma and she said, please do something. So Indra, Chandra, Varuna, Vayu and Brahmaji, including Shiva, they said, now we cannot solve this problem. Let us go to Lord Krishna. So all these demigods, headed by Brahma and Shiva and Indra, they all approached Golok Vrindavan. Of course, they did not went inside the Golok Vrindavan. They just went up to the entrance. And then when they reached the entrance, they were checked by one gopi. Her name was Shatachandranana. So they said, wait here. Who are you? Indra, Chandra, Varuna, Vayu. They all looked at each other. They said, nobody asked this question to us before. I am Shiva. I am Brahma. I am Indra. And this gopiji, she is Devi. This Devi is asking this question to us. So Brahma says, I am Brahma. Shivaji says, I am Shiva. Indra also says, I am also Indra. So, that then the Devi, Chatachandranana, she says, I know you are a Brahma, you are Indra, but which Brahma, which Indra? The Brahma was confused. Then Shiva, Indra thought, let me introduce myself, you know. He was just about to speak, I am Indra. Brahma said, keep quiet. If Chandrachandranana doesn't even know me, I am a Brahmana, I am a Brahma, who are you? Then Shivaji very quietly, very sober intelligence, he said, we have come from the universe where Lord Vishnu appeared as Vamandev and then he expanded as Trivikrama and then he pierced the layer of this universe. We are from that planet, that universe. Chandrana said, okay, you are from that planet. Okay, wait here, I'll inform Lord Krishna. So Indraji, very humbly, he asked Chatachandranana, can I ask a question to you? Why did you ask this question that who is Indra and where are you from? Then she smiled and she took one fruit from Audumbar tree. This is the fruit from Audumbar tree. And then she opened the fruit. Very hard, I cannot open, but she opened the fruit and inside the fruits there were millions of small insects. So then Shatachandranana said, your Brahmanda, your universe is like the small fruit of Audumbar tree and you are all, you may consider you are demigods or gods, you are all like that insects inside the fruit. Then Indra was humbled. Then he said, now you understood? And how many fruits are there on this Audumbar tree? Indra said, millions. So then she said, there are millions of universes. So you are one amongst them. So then she went inside to inform Lord Krishna. By that time they saw from the distance, Goloka Vrindavan was so beautiful. There were hundreds and thousands and millions of cows as white as milk. And they were very graciously walking towards Mother Jamuna. Their tails were yellow color. They were hooves and their horns were decorated with golden. And then they saw all the royal bulls. And finally they saw behind the cows all the gopas and the gopis. They were so beautiful. They were millions, billion times more beautiful than the demigods who came from the heavenly planets. And those citizens of Golok Vrindavan, they were the happiness personified. Happiness comes out from there. They were the happiness personified. Then they understood that this Golok Vrindavan is a real place for everyone. Can you imagine? We all, every one of us, we belong to that Golok Vrindavan. We are from that community, from that world. So, why can't we be happy in this material world? Although we may have so many facilities, but the problem is, our experience is so high. We have been in the spiritual world, we were with Krishna. When Krishna would go to the forest, we also joined him. Krishna performs Rasa Lila, we joined him. That highest spiritual experience we have within our heart, within the soul. How can we be happy in this material world? This material world like a toilet. You may use any numbers of perfume to, you know, make that toilet very beautiful. But it is not possible. Ultimately, it is a toilet. So similarly, we may become a very richest person, we may become president of the United States, you may become anyone. But we cannot be happy because our experience is so high. We belong to that spiritual world. And therefore, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says,
Bhuliya tomare samsare asiya tena na vita yata. তোমার চরণে আসিয়াছে আমি ভুলব দুঃখের পাতা জননী জঠর চঠার শিলাম যখন বিষম বন্ধন পাশে জননী চঠার শিলাম যখন বিষম বন্ধন পাশে এক বার প্রভু দেখা দিয়া মোরে দেখা দিয়া মোরে দেখা দিয়া মোরে একবার প্রভু দেখা দিয়া মোরে বঞ্চিলে যে দিন দাসে বঞ্চিলে যে দিন দাসে জনানি চঠার শিলাম চখন विषमा बंधन पाठे
Thakur writes, My dear Krishna,
I belong to that spiritual world Golok Vrindavan.
Because I have forgotten you, now I am suffering in this material world.
So when we come to this material world, we cross all these 8,400,000 species of life, animals life, birds, beast life, reptiles, aquatics, and finally the soul gets a human form. And how the soul gets human form?
Janani jathare chilama jakhon. Every one of us, every human being, enters the janani jathar in the womb of a mother. But there is so much of suffering in the womb of a mother. The child or embryo, which is there in the womb of the mother, in that painful condition, every single embryo offers prayers to Lord Krishna. And gives a promise to Krishna that, My dear Krishna, I am suffering so much in this womb. Please free me. Please liberate me from this condition. I promise you, once I come out of this womb, I'll surely perform your bhajan. I'll surely worship you. I'll surely worship your devotees.
Janan takana bhavenu janama paiya Koribu bhajana tava Janam hoilo Janam hoilo podi maya jale podi maya jale janam hoilo podi maya jale na hoilo gyan lava Hoyilu gyana lava
So what happens when we are in the womb of our mother? Every embryo, every child gives promise to Krishna. But janama hoyilu podi maya jale. As soon as we come out of the womb, happy birthday to you, beta. So, then we start liking this world. Oh, my mother, my father, my sister, my brother, my auntie. So many relatives and family members, right? Therefore, Shukadeva Goswami, when he was in the womb of his mother, Vyasadeva, his father, he requested him, beta, now you are already 13 years old and you are in the womb of his mother. Please come out, beta. Shukadeva Goswami says, no. Podi maya jale. Outside the maya is so strong. I am afraid if I come out, this maya will trap me. So Vyasadeva, he could not do it anything. Vyasadeva approached Krishna. And Krishna came. And Krishna spoke from outside. And Shukadeva Goswami was listening in the womb. Krishna says, My dear Shukadeva Goswamiji, please come out of the womb. You have so many services to do. You have to speak Bhagavat and other things. So therefore, But Shukadeva Goswami, what about your maya? Krishna says, I promise you that you will not be influenced by maya. Then Shukadeva Goswami came out of the womb.
Janam hoilu podi maya jale. Na hoilu gyana lava. Na hoilu gyana lava. Bhuliya tomare kamsa ಅದರಿರ ಚೇಲೆ ಸ್ವಜನಿರ ಕೋಲೆ ಹಾಸಿಯ ಕಾತನು ಕಾಲ ಅದರಿರ ಚೇಲೆ ಸ್ವಜನಿರ ಕೋಲೆ ಹಾಸಿಯ ಕಾತನು ಕಾಲ ಜನಕ ಜನನೆ ಜನಕ ಜನನೆ ಸ್ನೇಹ ಭುಲಿಯ ಸ್ನೇಹ ಭುಲಿಯ ಜನಕ ಜನನಿ ಸ್ನೇಹತ ಭುಲಿಯ ಸಂಸಾರ ಲಾಗಿಲು ಭಲೋ ಸಂಸಾರ ಲಾಗಿಲು ಭಲೋ
ಜನಕ ಜನನೆ ಸ್ನೇಹಿತೆ ಭೂಲಿಯ ನ ಯು ಮೇ ಸೇ ಆದರಿದ ಛೇಲೆ ಸ್ವಜನೇರ ಕೋಲೆ ದ ಫ್ಯಾಮಿಲಿ ದ ರಿಲೇಟಿವ್ಸ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದ ಫ್ರೆಂಡ್ಸ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಒನ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಇಸ್ ಮಾಯಾ ಸಮಜಿ ದಿಸ್ ಕಮ್ ಆನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಟೂ ಮಚ್ ಎಸ್ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಅ ಪರ್ಪಸ್ ಇನ್ ಅವರ್ ಲೈಫ್ ಸಿ ವೆನ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಮಹಾಪ್ರಭು ಈವನ್ ಈ ವಾಸ್ ಇನ್ ಜಗನ್ನಾಥ್ ಪುರಿ Somebody gave you information that Mahaprabhu, Sivanand Sen's wife is pregnant. Mahaprabhu Chaitanya became so happy, so pleased to hear that Sivanand Sen's wife was pregnant. Now here we say, Janaka Janani Snehete Bhuliya. Everything and everyone is Maya. Why Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was happy? Because he knew that Sivanand Sen is a devotee. His wife is a devotee. And the child who is going to take birth is also going to be a devotee. So therefore, we must understand that in family life, if a husband, wife and children, if they have no connection with Krishna, then what is the use of that family or that society? Now, someone may say, I love my wife. I love my husband. How long will you love your wife? How long you will love your husband? Till you are alive, right? 50 years, 60 years, 70 years. After death, where your wife will go? Where your husband will go? Where your children will go? Where your parents will go? According to our karma, the wife will take birth in some other species, maybe lower species, higher species, we don't know. Or wife, husband also will go to death and take another birth. So if a husband really loves his wife, if a wife really loves her husband, what should they do? They should help each other to become devotee of Krishna. And when you fall in love with Krishna, till the end of his life, what will happen? Husband, wife, children, families, relatives, societies, the society members, everyone will go to the spiritual world, Golok Vrindavan. That is called real love. So family is not a problem. Society also is not a problem. Human life is so precious. This body is so precious. But how you use that body? If you use that body in sense gratification, then that is Maya. But if you use that body in Krishna service, I'll tell you, whoever, whether it's a male or a female, uses that body, utilizes that body in Krishna service, that body becomes worshipable. that body becomes divine, that house becomes divine. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Jedina grihe bhajana dekhi, grihete golok bhaye. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, when I come back to my house and I see my wife is worshipping Krishna, my children are engaged in chanting Hare Krishna mantra, everyone is reading Srimad Bhagavatam, my family, my home is non different from Golok Vrindavan. Janaka janani snehite bhuliya. Now mother also can be a maya. If that mother, child, husband, wife, everyone is into sense gratification, what is the use? But Suniti, who was the mother of Dhruva Maharaj, said, Beta, I am your real mother. I am really a well-wisher of yours. Therefore, I suggest you and I give this guidance to you that you please approach Lord Vishnu. Go to Krishna. He only can fulfill all your desires. She is a real mother. Sumitra Devi, mother of Lakshman. When Lord Ram was banished to go to forest, so Ram and Sita were going and Lakshman also followed them. But he wanted to take blessings from his mother. So he was thinking that my mother may not give blessings to me to go to the forest. Sumitra was so happy. And she said, my dear child, Lakshman, Tomeva mata pita tomeva, tomeva vandu sakha tomeva. Lord Ram is your father. Lord Ram is your mother. Lord Ram is your brother. Lord Ram is your sister. Lord Ram is everything for you. So therefore, I give you full blessings, beta. You go and serve Lord Ram. So if you have this kind of mother and this kind of father, then that family is Golok Vrindavan.
Janaka janani snehit bhuliya, samsara lagilo bhalo, samsara lagilo bhalo. भूलिया तुम्हारे संसारे आसिया बिना न बिता बैठा रमे दिन दिन बालक होइया खेलनु बालक सा दिन दिन बालक होइया खेलनो बालक सा आर किछु दिने ज्ञान उपजिलो किछु दिन ज्ञान उपजिलो ज्ञान उपजिलो पाठ पढ़ी आहार पाठ पढ़ी आहार भूलिया तुम्हारे संसारे आसिया केना न बिता बैठा
Now that child which was in the womb has come out of the womb and krame dine dine balak huya. Now that balak has become now child,
and start playing with his friends. Krame dine dine balak hoya khelunu balak sah ara kichu dine gyana upajilo, and he has completely forgotten what the promise he has given to Krishna in the womb of his mother. So all these friends and family, when we are child, we are playing with the friends, and then after we change our friends, just like when we are preaching in the base, and then we have started a base in near engineering college. So there were second year's engineering students, so they wanted to join the base. So their only problem was, if we join the base, then what about my friends in the hostel? How can I give up their association? We are all staying together. Then I asked him a question, you know, what happened to your childhood friends? Now you are in engineering college, you have so many friends of your first year and second year engineering students, right? What happened to your childhood friends? You have already forgotten them. And now you are only for 4 years, you are in the engineering college, and after some time, after 4 years, you will give up this friendship also. And when you get married, you will have no friends, because you had so much tension in your life, job and everything. You will forget your childhood friends, and you will forget all your college friends, and you will have no friends, right? So, it's not that, you know, sometimes my family, my friends, this, that. Of course, friends is not a problem. Family also is not a problem. As long as all your friends, family members, everyone serves Krishna together. So, in the childhood, Jiva Goswami, he would play with Krishna Balaram's deities. Even Parikshit Maharaj, he was also playing with Krishna Balaram's small deities. Srila Prabhupada, even he was a child, he also in his childhood, he would arrange a Rathayatra, Jagannath Rathayatra. He would go to the temple, Radha Govinda temple every day, and he would worship. So playing is also not bad. But Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and then Parikshit Maharaj and Prabhupada's examples we should follow. Our children should also be connected. From their childhood, they should be connected with Krishna Balaram. Krame dina dina balak hoiya khelenu balak saha. दिन दीना बालक होइया खेलनु बालक सहा. आर किछ दिन ज्ञान उपजिलो पाठ पढ़ी आहरा, पाठ पढ़ी आहरा, विचार गौरवे भ्रमे देशे देशे धन उपार्जन कोरे विचार गौरवे जमे देशे देशे धन उपार्जन कोरे स्वजन पालन स्वजन पालन कोरिए कमाने कोरिए कमाने
भूले ना तुम्हारे हरे, भूले ना तुम्हारे हरे।
Now that small child, he's become grown up now. He's going to the college universities. Vidyara grave gaurave brahme deshe deshe. But what is the goal? What is the purpose? Dhana uparjana kori. Simply to earn money. One time, Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj, he was sitting. And his servant came and he was crying. Vamsidas Babaji Maharaj said, what happened to you? Why are you crying? He said, Swamiji, Babaji Maharaj, all our money is stolen. Whatever money we had, it got stolen. So Vamsidas said, what is the problem? What's the problem is that? Then he said, money is lost. Vamsidas Thakur said, do you shave your face and head? He said, yes. Why do you shave your head? Because after every 2-3 days or 3-4 days, hair again will grow. Therefore we shave, right? So money is like a hair. Once you shave, again the hair will grow. So similarly, don't worry about the money. The money is lost now, money will again come. So, we should also have full faith that according to our karma, no one can stop the flow of Lakshmi. Whatever quota of pains and pleasures, money is there, it has to come to in our life. No one can stop. So, Vidyara Grave Brahme Deshe Deshe Dhana Uparjana Kari. So, all our education, all our life, 24 hours, we are simply busy in earning money. Of course, we have to put our efforts. We cannot say that Krishna will give automatically. Of course, Krishna will give. One person said, okay, if I just lie down on my bed, so Krishna will provide our money. So, he said, why will he provide you? Is he your servant? Tumhare baap ka naukar hai kya? Huh? He will provide. He said, oh, if it is my destiny, if I have to get money, then Krishna must provide. Then he said, if in your life, if you have to get oil, Krishna may provide you sesame, or Krishna may provide you groundnut oil, groundnuts, that singdana. You have to crush that sesame, or you have to crush that coconut, or you have to crush that groundnut, then you will get the oil. That crushing of the coconut or crushing of the groundnut or crushing of the sesame that you have to do, then you will get the oil. So similarly, money will come. Surely it will come. We have to put our efforts. Once there was a sadhu and then one rich person, he offended him. He insulted him. So sadhu gave him a curse. I curse you that your business will flourish. You will get more and more money. So his disciple was confused. Sadhuji has given curse to this rich person that his business will flourish and he will get more and more money. So after some time, the sadhu was pleased with one old woman and he blessed that lady. He said, Swamiji said, I bless you that your buffalo, you have only one buffalo, that buffalo will die. So then this disciple said, Swamiji, what kind of blessings and what kind of curses you are giving? He said, see, this lady, she is now full Krishna conscious. And that is the, she has only one attachment. Attachment to buffalo. She has only one buffalo and she is very attached to that buffalo. So therefore, if that buffalo, you know, she dies, then there will be no attachment. She will directly go to Krishna. Therefore, I bless her that her buffalo may die. And what about the rich person? He said, the rich person is so proud. Now, why is he proud? He is proud of his wealth. If he gets more and more wealth, he will become more and more proud and then he will go to hell. That is my curse to him. So, dhana uparjana kari, our business, our jobs, it should not be simply for earning money. Earning money is not bad, provided we use that money in Krishna's service. Vidyara Gaurave Brahme Deshe Deshe Dhana Uparjana Kore.
स्वजन पालना करिए कमाने भूली न तुम्हारे हरे भूली न तुम्हारे भूलिया तुम्हारे संसारे अतिया तेना न बिता पता गाथ के ये कौन भक्ति विनोद कांदिया कातर आते कौन भक्ति विनोद कांदिया पात्र आसे ना बोजिया तोरे ना भोजिया तोरे दिन वृत गेलो दिन वृत गेलो दिन वृत गेलो ना भोजिया तोरे दिन वृत गेलो कौन के हबे गति कौन के हबे गति
वार्धक्य एखन आई यूजलेसली स्पेंड माय लाइफ सिंपली अर्निंग मनी एंड टेकिंग केयर ऑफ द पीपल who are not my people. Only for some few years, 50, 60, 70 years, I had to stay with them. But then, bhuli na tumhare hari, my real friend, my real master, I have forgotten him. And now, vardhakye ekon, now I have become old. Actually, old age is good. In old age, everyone becomes humble. Shankaracharya says, balyavastha krida sakta tarunavastha taruni sakta vriddhavastha chintamagna. In childhood we are simply busy in playing games, and youth, oh my god, he is in different world. He doesn't understand everyone, anyone, and doesn't care for anyone. But in old age he understands. I uselessly wasted my life. I was simply earning money and money. But actually, needs are the same. Whether you are the richest person of India, you are the poorest person of India. Needs are same. The size of the chapati also is same, right? Take any rich person, how much chapati size? Itna to nahi hoga na chapati size. Poor beggar chapati size and the richest person's chapati size is same. And someone may say, I'm a rich person. Do you wear 10 clothes at a time? Suppose someone wears a jeans pant and t-shirt. So how many jeans pant t-shirt can you wear at a time? 10 t-shirts. One t-shirt and one pant, right? Or maybe one sari or one salwar kameez. Because I am rich, therefore I will wear 10 t-shirts and 10 jeans pants. No. So, our needs are same, and this whatever wealth we are acquiring it will remain there. Dhanani bhumo pashavasya goste bharya grihe dware jane smashane. Whatever money we earn, whatever wealth we earn, it will remain here. Then like we may say, I have hundreds of acres of land. But when you will be buried or you will be, you know, put in on a funeral pyre, you need only 6 by 6 feet land. So, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, my dear Krishna, I have become old. I have no energy. Someone may say, I will perform bhakti in old age. But what kind of bhakti will perform? Eh? You can't even see with your eyes. You can't hear with your eyes. Ears. Eh? How will you read Bhagavad Gita? How will you read Srimad Bhagavatam? How will you hear Hare Krishna mantra? You can't even pronounce properly. How will you chant Hare Krishna mantra? You cannot even walk. How will you go to the temple? Huh? So our acharyas give you example. Just like, you know, when someone loves, a boy loves a girl, he wants to offer a flower on the Valentine's Day to that girl. So he will use that fresh flower, right? So when you say, I love Krishna, then you should offer when you are fresh. When your body is fresh, your thoughts are fresh, your mind, intelligence is very clear, that time you should be engaging in Krishna service. Prahlad Maharaj says, Kaumaram Acharat Pragyo, Dharman Bhagavataniya. When we are small child, 5 years old, since that time you have to engage in Krishna service. But no problem. Our Acharyas are so merciful. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, even if you are now at old age, no problem. Start your bhakti now. Krishna sees your intentions. Krishna is not a mad fellow. He is not. That doesn't mean that we have got a license now. I'll become old and then I'll start bhakti because Krishna takes it very seriously. No. So, our Bhaktivinoda Thakur and our Acharyas say, then our struggle in bhakti, whatever we struggle, we perform in bhakti, that is also pleasing to Krishna. It is not necessary. You have to become completely pure. Then Krishna will love you. Then Krishna will accept your service. No. For Krishna loves sadhaka as much as he loves a pure devotee. Because Krishna knows your capacity, your problems, your anarthas are troubling you so much. Your mind is troubling you so much. And still you are trying to chant Hare Krishna mantra. Please listen carefully. For a pure devotee, chanting Hare Krishna mantra is very natural. Reading Bhagavatam, very natural. Loving Krishna is very natural. But for a conditioned soul, to chant Hare Krishna mantra, 16 rounds is like, you know, really climbing the Mount Everest. Finishing 16 rounds every day, it's really, if you are not in the association of devotees, then it's like climbing the Everest mountain. So, but when we try hard, Krishna sees your intentions, Krishna sees your sincerity. Genuine sincerity in Krishna consciousness will please Krishna. So whether you are a sadhaka or you are a pure devotee. So therefore, even at this old age, we should keep our sadhana nicely, chanting nicely. Krishna will surely accept our bhakti.
Vardhakye ekona bhakti vinoda kandiyata sarati. Na bojiya tore
तुम्हारे संसार अतिया के नन विदा
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
So in this way, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in this first song, he says, how to focus our mind in Krishna's service. To keep our mind focused in Krishna 24 hours a day is very difficult. So therefore, we must remember Sri Radhika Madhava Guna Rupa Leela Namam. 24 hours, somehow or other, we should make such a plan that our mind is busy in thinking about Krishna and Radha's Guna, their qualities, their Leela, their Naam, their holy name and their qualities. So therefore Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in this next song, it's a very, very beautiful song. This is called Bhoga Arati, Bhaja Bhakata Vatsala Sri Gaurari. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in this song, he narrates a beautiful pastime of Sri Radha cooking at Nandagaon for the pleasure of Lord Sri Krishna. So I prepared this song from Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is Govinda Lilamrita. So, thank you very much for hearing.
Bhaj bhakat vasalati gaura hare. Sri gaura hare sohi gosht bihare. Bhakat Vatsala Sri Gaura Hare Bela Hole Damodar Aise Kona Bela Hole Damodar Aise Kona Bhoga Mandire Bose Paraho Bhojana Bila Hole Damodar Vaise Kona